You know a commodity's hot when it inspires a reality television show called Eel of Fortune.
Baby American eels. These critters are captured young in Maine's waters.
Little fishing.
And shipped to Asia, where the demand for eel has skyrocketed.
That's a show that aired on Animal Planet. Its name was later changed to Cold River Cash, that told the story of fishermen trying to get rich off slippery gold, selling eels to Asian markets.
The price of glass eels has increased over the past few years, and that's a result of a number of factors really almost outside of the U.S.
That's Kate Taylor. She's a biologist with the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission. They monitor eel stock along the East Coast, and she says Asian markets got interested in American eels for two reasons. First, the European Union banned the export of European eels. Then, the 2011 tsunami curbed markets in Japan.
The Japanese eels and the European eels were the preferred eels for the Asian aquaculture markets, and there was an inability for those two populations to meet the demand. So the buyers turned to the American eel populations in the U.S., and that's why you saw an increase in the harvest and the price for glass eels within the U.S.
In 2012, glass eel harvests in Maine and South Carolina, the only two East Coast states that allow glass eel fisheries, were valued at nearly $40 million. That number was 20 times greater than the average value for the past 11 years. But there are signs the glass eel bubble is already starting to burst. In part, Taylor says, because the Japanese glass eel market is rebounding. That's pushed the value of glass eels down to about $600 to $800 per pound this year. And there have been efforts to list the species as threatened under the Endangered Species Act. Governor Daniel Malloy said he vetoed the legislation in Connecticut because the state needs to, quote, be good stewards of the environment. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.